It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin is in peak summer festival season.
You can catch Shakespeare in the park,
a local orchestra playing at a band shell,
or you might stumble upon an experimental ballet about mushrooms. Rob, you're all about ballet intersecting with fungi, right?
I'll try anything once, I guess. That's one of the performances in this year's Green Bay Fringe Festival lineup that runs Thursday through Sunday.
Fringe festivals are boundary-pushing creative arts inspired by the famous Edinburgh Fringe in Scotland, the world's largest performing arts festival.
The idea is to have a wide variety of performances that are a little more quirky and off the wall than your typical stage production.
For a preview, we have Mike Esserkan, owner of Comedy City in De Pere and president of the Green Bay Fringe Festival. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This year's lineup is predictably unpredictable. It ranges from wacky parodies to these really serious stories about family history and mental health. What are you excited about as Green Bay Fringe happens this year?
Every year, the thing I'm most excited about is the ripple effect that it has on the creatives in the area. What happens is you see a bunch of different acts, a bunch of different performers, and our performers get inspired by other performers. So this year we have at least three acts who have written a show because they saw shows last year. And so, I mean, I'm obviously very happy to have audiences, you know, enjoy the performance and stuff, but I enjoy seeing creatives get inspired to be more creative.
Oh, Fringe creativity builds on itself year
yes.
after year. Yeah. So you've got over 40 acts, over 10 venues. Do you have any tips for how we navigate this festival?
That's a good question, because it is it's mathematically impossible to see all the shows. So you do have to choose which ones to go see. I myself try to pick one of like each genre. So I like to go see a comedy, maybe some sort of physical act like a juggling or dancing. Then there's a poetry. I like to go see some of those, and music act. So I'll do a little sampler myself. And folks can, in general, you can go online and you can organize the acts. When you're picking the tickets, you can organize by genre. So if you just want to see dance shows, you can just pick, you know, the dance shows and go to those.
How do you decide what will be in Fringe?
We don't curate at all. They have a lottery system, so all the acts enter. Then we have spots for 45 shows. And so then we pick randomly the shows that get in. In the first 2 years, we didn't actually have to use the lottery system because we didn't have enough acts. And this year we had a cap and we had to choose. And so some didn't make it in, although then some canceled and they got in on the waiting list. So either way, we don't curate our shows. It's just wide open. And we thought, you know, most fringes work that way, I think. And I think it's best for the creativity aspect of it, where we're not deciding what should be on the stage. We let the performers decide that.
Why do you think Green Bay is a fitting host city for a fringe festival?
We're on the fringe. We're on the fringe between, like, there's a great theater stuff going on in Chicago and in Minneapolis. And we're just kind of in the middle of the Midwest up here, tucked away on the fringe of those bigger cities. And so I think this is precisely the sort of city that should have a fringe festival. The original idea was, you know, acts who couldn't get into a bigger theater just decided to do their own festival in a smaller space, smaller venue, on the fringe, which is why it's called that. So I think the Green Bay, we are like the, we're the third, fourth largest city in Wisconsin, and kind of, you know, on the fringe of everything. So that's why.
You have to really walk into these performances with an open mind, because you don't know where it's going to take you, in a way.
Absolutely. We make the tickets, it's $10 a show, so it's a pretty cheap investment. And so, yeah, we advise just almost blindly going in. You know, sometimes you can look at the title, or you can look at the promotion, or, you know, decide what kind of genre, or you can just kind of go to a show. You can just stay at a venue, and we have five different acts at each venue. So you could just stay and watch the next one and see what it is and take a risk. You might love it. Sometimes, and they're also, you know, sometimes they're really short shows. They can be like a half hour long to 1 hour. So it's not even much of a time investment. And you might discover something you didn't even know existed or something you didn't even know you enjoyed.
You're also a performer yourself, running an improv troupe in De Pere, Comedy City, and you wrote this darkly comedic puppet show, Bad Stories for Bad Children, which was performed at Green Bay Fringe last year. What draws you to the fringe side of performing arts?
I love the performing arts in general, obviously. But there's something about, it's not that we're unprepared, it's a more a raw feeling. The performer, you know, we're very close to the audience, and I grew up, my career has been improv in general, so I kind of enjoy that more unpolished feel of theater. You're with live people doing a live performance, and the fringe shows and improv shows are all, it's a little more human, a little more actual interaction versus a polished, like a Broadway show. And I have nothing against Broadway shows, they're great. But there's something more human about the rawness of these shows.
Do you have something to perform this year?
This year I am going to be participating in one of the shows called Hello, My Name Is Blank. And it's a stand-up comedy show, but improvised. The audience members are wearing name tags and they can write on them what they want the comedians to talk about. And so the comedians, we don't know what we're going to talk about until we look into the audience and do some crowd work with them. So I'm looking forward to that show for a couple of reasons. One, it's improv. That'll be fun. And it's in a bookstore. So we're just going to be kind of in the corner of a bookstore doing stand-up comedy. It'll be an interesting experience.
Yeah. So my follow-up questions, what are rehearsals like for that? Doesn't really go anywhere, huh?
Yep. We're not rehearsing. The comedians are all quick on their feet and improvisers. We're just going to do that one live.
Do you think this enriches the Green Bay artistic community? Do you see growth like that?
I know it does. Yeah. Like I was saying before, the previous years have inspired, some of the shows that are coming out now. And every year I hear the same thing from audience members and from performers of how inspired they are, how much more they feel fulfilled, and just the energy is palpable.
Well, Mike, happy Fringe planning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Mike Esserkan, owner of Comedy City in De Pere and president of the Green Bay Fringe Festival. The festival is kicking off its third season this week. Now let's hear from one of the performers in this year's lineup. Marty Meatman Sosnowski is a storyteller and stage performer in Appleton. His 30-minute documentary called The Truth Will Set You Free is screening at the Green Bay Fringe this week. Marty, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me. I am so happy to be on the radio with NPR Radio.
You used to work as a rock music photojournalist. How did you move from behind the camera and onto the stage to become a storyteller?
I got old. and rock and roll is a young man's sport. So I actually retired from the business. And It just kind of came natural. The next step became storytelling. I have so many stories to tell that it's just endless. And I just kind of fell into it.
And what about the stage name Meatman? Where did that come from?
Well, that's a whole story in itself that we really don't have time for. But the premise of, I tell people I'm a professional meat thrower, and I used to run around with a group of punk rockers who used to throw meat at rock and roll bands, and so that was how I got the name.
Oh dear. Okay. So I hope that doesn't spread to the fringe. I'm not sure about that.
I always welcome people to bring meat and throw it. I like to feed myself. I got a little cooler I bring with me, so I'm always ready.
Okay, so you're returning to Green Bay Fringe, but this year you have a documentary, The Truth Will Set You Free, and it's about how you got sober. Is that right?
It has a lot to do with my life. It deals with suicide and my life, the addictions in my life, and the friendships that I made and lost during that. That's pretty much what the whole thing is. But I don't like to give too much of it away because I really want people to come and see it. I tell people, if you have had problems with addiction and suicide in your life, you're going to want to come and see this movie. It's a really powerful film. The filmmaker, Dave Jackson, just did an unbelievable job of making this.
This is a deeply personal story of your life, a very personal part of it. Why did you want to go there?
You know, it's even personal now just talking about it. It's, mm-hmm. I like to tell people, when people come into your life and change your life, you always have to honor those people. And so my best friend, Shane Krieger, who owned a record store in Appleton, this movie is a lot in honor of him. But it's a lot just about my life and how I got through a lot of the issues that we all go through with addiction and suicide and those kinds of things in our lives.
You tell this through a film, not live on stage. Why did you make that decision?
Well, that's, again, these are all crazy stories. It actually started out as this was just supposed to be a short little film about my storytelling experience, and just turned into a whole different thing. But here's the thing, is it's not just a film. I will come out after the film and do about a 25-minute storytelling show to kind of, which I tell people is like the rest of the story.
Mm.
So there is, I call it a multimedia kind of show.
How do you feel to be in front of an audience? What does it do to you?
You know, here's the thing is I really pride myself on telling true stories about myself and about my life, hence the name of the movie. And it's been amazing that coming out of some bad addictions, that just getting on a stage and telling the truth about my life, the true stories about my life, has just been, it's been life altering, really.
Mm. Have you learned from your audiences? What feedback do you get on your storytelling?
Well, I also run a storytelling show in Green Bay once a month and a short storytelling show in Appleton once a month. And the feedback is unbelievable, because people just keep coming to these shows and telling their stories. So they've come to see that it's a safe place to come and tell stories about your life. And you can change your life by, you know, it's amazing the things that people will get up in front of a microphone and tell people.
And your storytelling, it runs the gamut of emotions, because you performed at Green Bay Fringe last year, a show called The Pheasant Story. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Based on true events.
Yeah. Yes, it was. It is. You know, and that was really it. And that was an absolute true story about my life, but it's a hilarious story, and it's just really funny. Where this year, it's a more of a gut wrenching kind of very serious story. But yet, if you come, you have to come and see it, because you have to hear some of the stories that come afterwards, because there's some pretty funny stuff I have to tell.
You've traveled around. You've performed as a storyteller at a lot of different venues. What is the vibe like at Green Bay Fringe?
It's really awesome. You know, like Mike said, it's the different shows you see. It's really just amazing, and it's really kind of a crapshoot. I don't like to plan anything. I just like to go walk up and go, well, this looks interesting, and go see it, because you don't know what you're going to see. It is amazing the things you see, you know, and I know we have several storytellers coming in from all around Wisconsin and from out of state. We have a storyteller coming from Atlanta. We have some coming from Madison, from Whitewater. There's so many things to see that it's really awesome. And it's one of the few places where you can do these kinds of shows.
I wonder if seeing these other acts inspires you as a storyteller.
It really does. Last year, there was an act at the Tarleton. It was a lady from Green Bay, Angie Flanagan, who did a show called Marta and Me. And it was kind of the same thing I'm doing. It was a film with dance mixed in. And it really inspired me to bring this show to the festival this year. I thought, hey, I can do that, because there's plenty of film festivals, so the Fringe doesn't need another film. But yet, if you put it in the right aspect of a show, it's really going to be good.
Marty, thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. Like I said, I'm always excited to be on the radio.
That was Marty Meatman Sosnowski, a storyteller and stage performer based in Appleton. And earlier, we heard from Mike Esserkan, president of the Green Bay Fringe Festival. The festival is about to kick off in its third year. Tickets and information are at gbfringe.com.